Chapter 53. Their third morning on Perry Street, Lutz didn't show up. At noon, Jesse said to Suit, "See if he's still at the hotel." Suit spoke on his cell phone for 10 minutes before he broke the connection. "Checked out this morning," Suit said. "Arranged with the concierge for a limo to the Delta shuttle at LaGuardia." "So he's going to Boston or Washington," Jesse said. "That's what the concierge told me," Suit said. "He said it only flies those two places." Jesse smiled. "Call Molly on that thing," he said. "Tell her to see if he's registered at the Langham again. If he isn't, have her check other hotels." Suit made the call. When he was through, he said to Jesse, "What exactly is a concierge?" "They are to hotel guests as you are to me, Suit."
"Invaluable?"
"Something like that." "Molly going to call us back?"
"Yes."
"You got call waiting on that thing?"
"Sure."
"While you're waiting for Molly, call Healy, and when you get him, give me the phone."
"Can I tell him I'm your concierge?" Suit said.
"Just call him," Jesse said and rattled off the number. "I am going to need a New York City cop to help with the jurisdiction issue."
"And you figure Healy can help?"
"Better than wandering into the local precinct and explaining that I'm the chief of police in Paradise, Massachusetts," Jesse said.
"You don't think that would impress them?"
"It should," Jesse said. "But sometimes it doesn't." Suit dialed Healy, and when Healy came on, he said, "Hold for Chief Stone," and handed Jesse the phone.
"Hold for Chief Stone?" Healy said.
"That's Suitcase Simpson," Jesse said. "He amuses the hell out of himself."
"Me too," Healy said. "What do you need?"
Jesse told him.
"Yeah," Healy said. "I'll make a couple of calls."
Jesse handed the phone back to Suit, who broke the connection and put the phone away. The Welsh Corgi went by again, walking two guys this time. Lori stayed in her condo.
"What do you think she's doing in there?" Suit said.
"When she's not bopping Lutz or Hendrix."
"Looking at the view," Jesse said.
At 3:15, Molly called to report that Lutz had in fact returned to the Langham, where he was registered for the rest of the month.
"He was registered for the rest of the month here," Suit said.
"You check into a hotel, they usually ask when you're departing," Jesse said. "You don't know, you just give them some date down the line."
"What happens if you check out early?"
Jesse smiled again.
"They aren't allowed to hold you captive," he said.